Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Stay Safe podcast. I'm your host, Liam Scott, and this episode is about slips, trips, and falls. Slips, trips, and falls at the same level are the most common cause of non-fatal workplace injuries. They account for a third of all reported injuries under RIDDOR, which amounts to approximately 180,000 incidents across all injuries. In construction, these injuries are commonplace due to uneven surfaces, obstacles, trailing cables, wet and slippery conditions on construction sites. Such incidents frequently result in broken bones or dislocations, with up to 95% of cases considered to be severe. So what do we need to do to make sure that we're working safely and we don't become injured due to a slip, trip or fall incident? So firstly, we need to be understanding the risk. Things like uneven ground, clutter, wet surfaces, they can all seem minor but can cause serious harm. We need to be alert for things like site changes, so where we have freshly laid cables or newly exposed hazards. And we need to take practical actions to reduce risk. Keep the site tidy. Everybody says it all the while, but regularly cleaning walkways of tools, debris and waste can help reduce the risk. Inspect our footwear. So we all wear things like anti-slip boots, but are they in good condition and are they suitable for site conditions? Where we spot hazards, we need to report hazards. So if we notice spills, wet areas, obstacles, firstly we need to make them safe and then we need to report them so we don't walk by a safety hazard.
This podcast is being provided by Scott Risk Management, specialist health and safety consultants. If you operate an SME business, you know that meeting all of the business needs is a juggling act. If you want to simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, SRM Genie is the solution. For more information, head to the details at the end of this episode.
Things we can do to prevent being injured: plan our movement around the site. So monitor your work area and check for risks before carrying loads or operating equipment. Where we can, we need to be using designated walkways, so sticking to paths that are designed for safe access and egress. Where we're making changes, we need to be communicating them. So share information about hazards with co-workers, especially at shift changes or at pre-work briefings, including during toolbox talks. And why does this matter? As is the theme for our Toolbox Talk series, an injury can lead to a potential long-term physical limitation, which for you is things like missed wages, stress for you and your family at home. Workers often report that even short-term recoveries can disrupt home and social life, with the added financial strain, particularly for those that are self-employed contractors that don't get sick benefits. And when we think about the legal requirements, employers have a duty to maintain safe conditions, but your vigilance and cooperation can help ensure that the team stays safe. So look after one another. And remember, preventing slips, trips and falls is a shared responsibility. You need to allow yourself and your teammates the time and effort to proactively manage risks that keep everyone safe. And remember, our mission is to get you home healthy and safe each day. Thanks for listening, and until next time, stay safe.
This podcast has been provided by SRM, the owners of the bespoke health and safety management software, SRM Genie, created for and focused on supporting SME businesses. If you would like more information on how you can simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, go to www.srmgeniesoftware.co.uk.